The word today is messengers. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Among the many amazing things that the Lord God has made are angels, spiritual beings who do His bidding. Part of their service to God is to help humans. They bring us messages pertaining to the plan of salvation, which is why they are called messengers. Like older siblings, they help us confused and needy children make our way through life. Here to reveal more about these beautiful creatures is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Messengers.
I hope that you spend your time every week listening to The Word Today, and I hope that the Lord uses it through the Holy Spirit to be building your faith. Many individuals around the world are alone. They don't necessarily have a church or a group of people nearby to support them. Today's message is going to be comforting because we're going to be talking about the angels of God. No doubt, the angels of God are close to those who find themselves isolated, persecuted, individuals who are imprisoned for the faith. Know that God is attending to you, and He is working out, as He says in Romans 8, all things for the good of those who are called according to His purposes. And we need to gain encouragement at times because there can be trials and difficulties, and we actually have spiritual opposition. And that's why today is going to be a good day, because we're talking about the angels of God. And I kind of liken the angels of God to our allies, to our spiritual larger brothers, so to speak, that are fighting for us and working on our behalf. So many things the angels do we probably never will be aware of. There is a tantalizing verse in the book of Hebrews. And by the way, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 are critical. They're hugely important to establish Jesus Christ as divine, as God. And the New Testament makes special concern and care to teach you that we understand that Jesus is the Son of God and that He is one person of the Trinity, that He is divine. He is not just a mere man. And there are beautiful descriptions of this in Hebrews chapter 1. And so I encourage you to look at this. If you have any doubts or worries over who is Jesus, is He really the Son of God? Is He really divine? Go to chapter 1 of Hebrews, and this should lay those questions to rest. Now we have the angels that are discussed, and in Hebrews chapter 1, there is an extended discussion of the angels of God in contrast to Jesus, and Jesus is preeminent. Jesus is over them all. He is beyond them all. The angels are creatures that were created. Christ is the eternal Son of God. At the end of the first chapter of Hebrews, in verse 14, it says, this is just kind of an interesting little comment added here, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? What a curious statement. It's acknowledging the fact that God is using these spiritual beings on behalf of humanity in order to accomplish His purpose. There are so many things in the Bible that can obscure and kind of cloud the central part of the gospel if we let them. And I'd like to say at the onset, we're going to spend a lot of time thinking here about the angels. But topics like the angels or the rapture, how God gets us physically from the judgment day to heaven, those kind of things should never cloud and overwhelm the central point of the New Testament and the good news of Jesus, which is Christ, the Son of God, His going to the cross in order to powerfully, willfully offer himself up in death to defeat Satan, sin, and death, to rise from the dead in order to bring us forgiveness of sins and the assurance of eternal life. There's so many other things that are fascinating in the faith that sometimes people get way off track and they can end up overemphasizing things that are not the primary point. The primary point in the New Testament is Christ, the Son of God, and how he has brought us forgiveness and salvation. And he is the good shepherd who comes looking for the lost. And he talks about this in John chapter 10. And I hope that if you feel lost in life, I hope that if you don't have direction or you don't know of Jesus Christ, that you will find the scriptures, that you will listen to this program, you will be led to Christ. That is the key. That is the primary thing. Angels are a secondary topic. So there shouldn't be overemphasis on them. They should not be made to be the biggest deal. Now, having said that, they are fascinating and interesting. The angels are known as messengers. That's what their name means. Angelos in the Greek means messenger. And we see angels acting at specific times. There's so much nonsense and foolishness in so many cultures regarding angels. You have everything from this fat little Cupid that's supposed to shoot an arrow at you to make you fall in love with somebody. And then you have all of these different anime things with demons and angels. So much garbage out there. According to the New Testament, the angels, and by the way, we see this happening in the Old Testament of the Bible too, the angels come at specific times. And here's the key. They don't just come to humans in order to help with any old thing. You know, the angels are not seen in the Bible as being concerned about, like, how much weight you lose or finding the love of your life and things like this. They don't do things like that in the Bible, and we shouldn't expect them to do things like that. The angels are involved at the critical turns in the plan of salvation of God. So you see them appearing at times when the Lord is going to do something miraculous, where he is unfolding an aspect of the plan of salvation, and the humans don't get it. Sort of like if you grew up with an older brother or sister who was more wise as to how life works, and you were a young one and you didn't get it. Something was happening and you needed to be informed. Your older brother or sister would clue you in. They would fill you in on what was taking place. What did mom and dad have in mind? That's what the angels are doing. They're sent in order to bring the humans up to speed, to tell them what's going on, to guide them, to assist in the operations of God's salvation. Take a look through the Bible and you'll see that's the case. And that is part of their function, is to assist the Lord in whatever activity is necessary and also to inform the humans. A good example of this would be how it's described at the harvest, at the parable that Jesus uses, that at the end, the angels will be sent out and they will gather the people for the judgment. There they will be involved directly in that process. That is their primary function. And some of the most beautiful and joyful instances of angels delivering messages surround the birth of Jesus. And you can see that in the Gospel of Luke, where the angels appear in order to help Joseph and Mary to understand what's going on here. It was a vision that Joseph sees. It's an angelic appearance that an angel comes to Mary to announce the birth of Christ. If I'm not mistaken, it was Zechariah in the temple who sees an angel. It's very powerful stuff. Now, angels are a special creature. They're a superior creature to us humans, like one rung up. And I often think about it this way. Because Jesus, when he's describing what we will be like after the resurrection, after we've been raised from the dead and are now sin-free, Jesus says we're going to be like the angels. And I wonder, what's that like? What does that mean? Well, the way I see it in the New Testament is that angels seem to be a predominantly spiritual creature, but with a physical aspect. But it seems like the spiritual predominates. And then humans seem to be physical creatures with a spiritual side, but in so many ways, maybe because of our sin, the physical predominates our thinking. So it seems like there'll be a transition after the resurrection to eternal life. We'll be transitioned from being overwhelmed by the physical nature to being controlled by the spiritual nature. And in fact, we're even encouraged as Christians to have new minds and spirits, ones that are in service to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things to be hopeful for and looking forward to in regards to that. Know that we're in a war, and it's important that you realize we have allies, the angel of God's working on our side. The word in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, where it says angels are ministering spirits, is the same word that is used for liturgy, for worship of God by Christians. So it's kind of cool to think that as we worship and praise God, the angels are demonstrating their praise of God by ministering and working for our good. It's really a beautiful scenario. And I hope that you will thank the Lord for the presence of the angels, but you know, their greatest desire would be that you focus in on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you give yourself to him as your Lord and Savior, and that you focus on the beauty and the joy of Jesus, the salvation he's won for you. His angels are going to be used in a myriad of ways we'll probably never know until we are in eternal life. But praise God for the angels, but especially for our Savior and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.